Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I always feel like the Undertaker's coming out of the coffin when I hear this.
That's why I play it for you.
I appreciate that.
Remember, this is you running out to the stadium.
Yes.
Out of the field.
I don't want to go anywhere near a coffin. I don't want to be in one. I don't want to go near one. Unfortunately, I've got to go to a memorial service on Saturday for our late friend Craig Heist. Don't want to be anywhere near him. I certainly don't want to be near the Undertaker, unless it's, to have a bite to eat. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Some World Series, the Nats, reaction to their managerial hire, a little update on the Commanders to end hour number one. Back with you, hour number two, 301-230-0980. I got a bunch of calls on hold. We'll get more into the Terry McLaurin mess and the Commanders wide receiver mess and what Dan Quinn said yesterday. Interesting. In just a little bit. But first, let's get back to you on the phones. Let's go to our guy Jason next up. What's up, Jace? How are you?
Rooster, what's up, buddy?
Jason, how are you, pal?
My call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
Hey, I love the opening. I'm not really a huge seam head. I kind of say that I'm a closet Mets fan.
That's okay.
When they drafted. Yeah, I mean, when they drafted Strasburg, I watched every game of his as a rookie. And, you know, I like to go to a game here and there. But I kind of checked out on them a couple of years ago because I deemed the Lerners too much like Snyder, and I don't think they'll be good until they get rid of the Lerners. Three things I think really hurt them. Obviously, the Strasburg injury. COVID hurt the Nationals like no other team in the history. And, they can't sign their own players. Carl was talking about development. They've had so much talent come through here, they've never been able to re-sign them.
Well, all of that is true. There is no, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, the only guy they signed long term was Keibert Ruiz. That's it. You know, I mean, Ryan Zimmerman earlier, but and Strasburg which again was good and bad. But here's the thing that I hope for, Jason, and I know, like you said, you're not as big of a seam head, is look, they've already got some good groceries. So I use the analogy of the supermarket, right? And you know from what you do, right? You could be the best salesman in the world, but if you don't have the inventory, you ain't got nothing, right? You ain't got nothing to sell, right? So you got to have the inventory. So they don't have all the inventory they need. They have some of the inventory they need. Now, I don't know who's going to get dealt over the offseason. I mean, there's already rumors and speculation about, you know, teams inquiring about Mackenzie Gore, which makes sense. Teams inquiring about C.J. Abrams, so on and so forth. I mean, I know this. James Wood's not going anywhere. Dylan Cruz is not going anywhere. So we'll see what the team looks like in February when they get to spring training. But here's the bottom line. When you can maximize, when you're on a lesser budget, I'll just say a lesser budget. Some people want to say no budget. Some people want to say limited, but I'll say a lesser budget. You have to get more out of your younger, cheaper players than the Nationals have been able to get. At times, they've been able to get nice contributions from guys like Alex Call and Jacob Young and others, right? I can't name everybody. Luis Garcia, I guess, or whatever. At times, they've been able to. But then they haven't been able to get a lot out of the veterans that they've signed to whatever deals they've signed. Think about Nathaniel Lowe last year. Think about some of the relievers that they all let go before June 1st, so on and so forth. So to me, I'm hoping, just based on the track record of this new manager, this new president of baseball operations, some of the guys that they brought over, and the fact that they're not inheriting empty shelves, and that they've been restocking the farm system and developing, I'm just hoping that they can get less or more out of less than they've been able to do during this 6-year stretch, because they haven't gotten not only enough out of less like the Rays and other small market teams do, but they also haven't gotten their bigger names, the Carter Kieboms, the Seth Romeros, the Victor Robleses, and even though he certainly did have some success, the Elijah Greens, all of those guys, they haven't been able to turn them into anything yet. So that's really hurt them, that development or that lack of development. Jace? Oh, I think we lost. Oh, well, maybe we didn't. I don't know. I didn't hear. All right, let's get to Aaron next up on the Team 980. Aaron, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
What's up, Aaron?
First of all, condolences there for your colleague,
thank
Craig.
You. I appreciate
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would have liked this move, and you know, he was a pretty optimistic guy, and the Nationals and Nationals coverage isn't going to be you know, the same without him, and you know, as you probably know, he did much more than the Nationals, the Orioles, and lots of NFL coverage, yep. But thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and so just my point here is that I don't think that this move is anything more than a cheap learner decision.
Oh, okay.
I think that they just went for the cheapest option that they could find. I think if you look at the Nats historically, when they've had young up and coming talent, the managers that they were able to get are older guys.
Mm-hmm.
They set standards. They have discipline that these younger guys need. We all know about C.J. Abrams and mm-hmm. his betting issues a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Would have loved to see them go after a guy like Bruce Bochy, a guy with a proven track record, going to be a model and somebody that these guys look up to, not necessarily as a colleague, but as an authority figure.
All right, so let's unpack this together, because that was one other name that I kind of thought of originally, but then even the San Francisco Giants, his former organization, didn't want to hire him as a manager, right? Just some executives, Buster Posey in San Francisco, now it looks like Paul Toboni, are just thinking differently in 2025 than where you and I are used to. And I don't know how old you are, but I'm 52. I mean, I've had to change a lot in my philosophy and my premise and my approach. Normally, I'll be honest with you, normally I would hate a move like this. But because I'm trying to look past the age and the lack of managerial experience and trying to focus on where he's coming from and what he helped do with the Rays organization. Does that make sense? And I like I said in hour number one, I don't know how long you've been listening. Ideally, if you you say, hey man, who would you prefer? I would have preferred a guy like Rocco Baldelli, somebody between Bruce Bochy and you know and this. Okay, somebody with managerial experience, somebody young enough, somebody that came out of the Rays organization, somebody that won AL Manager of the Year, somebody that won consistently a bunch of games with a limited budget, although they had more of a budget, it seems, than they did here in Washington at times. But I would have preferred that. But for whatever reason, they thought, hey, this team, more than an experienced field manager making savvy in-game decisions, needs somebody who can really focus on that development and somebody who can get these guys, even the seat, never mind the no-talent guys or the lesser-talented guys, they need to figure out a way how to get Mackenzie Gore to be consistent for 30 starts a year, how to get C.J. Abrams. And I know statistically he had a good year this year, but you know, I mean, C.J.'s got some bad habits, and he's immature. I mean, you mentioned it, right? James Wood, think about how bad James Wood was for a large part of the second half. They need somebody that can consistently develop these guys so that they can play 150, 155.
I hear you. Yep, and just going back to your question about my age, you know, I'm 34, so I'm right in between the manager and the president now. And, you know, I just think it's crazy to think that you're going to be able to pull in a veteran like a Jason Wirth that obviously made a huge impact, you know, 12, 15 years ago and really drove that team forward when you have a 33-year-old manager. What veteran is going to come in to a team that's struggling with a young manager that he's likely older than?
Interesting point. Here's my counterpoint to that. And it's just me, right? Most teams have 6 years of control, right? Between arbitration and all that stuff. It's not illegal for them to go out and trade for somebody that's 24 or 25, right? Before they become a free agent. It's not illegal to do that. It's not illegal to sign somebody that isn't, to your point, a even older 20s free agent. You can perhaps sign somebody that's 26 or 27 that can relate, maybe not listen to, maybe not, maybe not look as a father figure, but somebody who can relate and then take that message to other young guys. So I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to talk myself into this, but you know.
But Chris, I think your best point has been, you know, it's all about the development now. If you look at who Rizzo got for Soto, those guys are all on the team. And, you know, what's the development been of Ruiz, Abrams, and to your point, James Wood, the second half of this year? Like, those guys are pieces, but they need to take the next step.
Yeah. Gore, obviously, involved in that. No doubt about it. Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you, bud. Good call. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Lou next up. What up, Lou? How are you?
Chris, what's going on, my man?
What's up, sweet Lou?
Not a whole lot, man. What are you talking about? Some
what
baseball?
Yeah, Lou, the Nationals hired a manager. The Nationals play in a thing called Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Come on, man. I'm a fan. But, like the previous caller said, man, I just think he's very young. I don't know if they're going to be listening to this guy. And, I prefer somebody that's been around, man. These guys need a leader, man. Not no some young dude that, you know, I don't know, out of the.
Well, you can lead in different ways, right? I mean, just because you're young, like, here's the way I look at it, okay? Let me give you a comparison that you might, you know, be able to relate to, right? Do you think that Jaden Daniels needs to be 35 to be a leader?
No.
Do you think at 23, 24, Jaden Daniels can be a leader?
Yeah.
So why would we say Jaden Daniels can be a captain, a leader, or this or that, a figurehead, the face of the franchise, but then we would say, well, manager's 33, these guys aren't going to listen to him.
I'm just saying, like, that he, like, you know, he might have experience in, you know, coaching.
He doesn't. Look, if you're looking for 20 years of experience, he doesn't have it. If that's what you're looking for, he doesn't have it. You know, but I would also then counter and say, hey, you know what? Like, look at what the – all right, here's another thing that you're going to be able to relate to, okay? When the L.A. Rams hired Sean McVay in 2017, mm-hmm. he was 29 right. years old, okay?
Right.
A lot of people thought they were insane. Insane. How do you? I'm not saying everybody's going to be Sean McVay. How do you think that worked out?
It worked out.
Do you think he was able to lead a football team?
Yeah, of course. They won the Super Bowl. So I hope, look, man, I'm not, you know, I hope they get it right. But I just hope, you know, I'm kind of like 50-50. I prefer, like I said, a veteran coach. I mean, there's a lot of coaches that coach this team. But, I mean, if that's what they think that, you know, bringing a young guy and trying to get these guys to energize and, you know, have them playing, I don't know, be a contender, man, because they, you know, ever since they won the title, I mean, it's just, they've been looking like the Wizards. So, I hope it's going to work out. But other than that, man, like I said, what I wanted to say was, about us at the trade deadline, man, I just want us to go ahead and sell, man, like, you know, get rid of some of these veteran guys that we have as a team that's looking for, you know, Deron Payne or some other guys and get some more draft picks and just kind of, I don't know, that's what I'm, you know, that's what I want AP to kind of try to, you know, I guess do, man, because at this point, like, you know, I'm doubting they're going to make the playoffs. So, you know, I just think they should go ahead and make a move and try to get rid of all these veteran guys that's going to, you know.
Well, we're going to get into all that. And I appreciate the phone call, Lou. Okay. Thank you. We're going to get into all that. I mean, obviously the trade deadline is coming up on Tuesday. They have one more game in between. I don't think they have to wait until Tuesday. Tuesday to make moves. I think they certainly can make moves Monday. I think I would be surprised if Lance Newmark, maybe not Adam Peters directly right now, is not on the phone, working the phones and seeing, hey, you guys have any interest in Zach Ertz? Any interest in Bobby Wagner? Any interest in Noah Igbinoga? Any interest in Jonathan Jones? Any interest in Chris Moore? Any interest in, you get the point, Nick Allegretti? Any interest in Brandon Cole? Like, why wouldn't they be? Just because you're having conversations doesn't mean you have to trade anybody. But you find out who's interested in who, and you lay the groundwork. That's what these people do. It's kind of like the draft. They don't make these drafts. On draft night, teams don't just make trades out of the clear blue sky. They're doing due diligence way in advance to lay the groundwork for, oh, hey, if a certain player is available, we might be interested in moving up. Oh, we would be willing to part with, you know, to move up from 12 to 5, we might be willing to part with 2 first-round picks. Oh, really? Okay. You know, that type of thing. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Okay. But I was going to say something in terms of baseball. Bruce Bochy, he's not an option. He's had a long list of health issues, and that's one of the reasons why he had to step down.
Good point.
They complained about Tony Vitella not having pro experience, and now he got hired by the Giants. This guy has pro experience. And the biggest thing that people don't realize when you become an MLB manager, the biggest task for them is winning over their players. The Washington Nationals don't have a Rafael Devers to...
That's a great point.
Exactly.
A pain in the ass.
There you go.
Well, I mean, C.J. Abrams can be looked upon in some ways like that. Maybe Mackenzie Gore, because his competitive fire can be looked upon in some ways like that. But I don't think, to your point, they have a Rafael Devers, a pain in the ass.
That helps you with development. But as the manager, you are supposed to be there with the players, and winning them over is the biggest issue. And I don't think he's going to have a problem doing that.
Good point, Wes. Good point. I didn't think about that in that regard. Now, again, every clubhouse, every organization, like some of these guys might not even be here. You know, remember, they got a new executive. Like, there's no guarantee C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore are going to be here. I'd be stunned if James Wood and Dylan Cruz are not here. I would not be surprised if the other two are not here, or one of the two, by the time we reconvene in mid-February. down in West Palm Beach. 220, Team 980. We will continue along in that vein and officially get into the Commanders' mess, because that's what it is. Make no mistake about it. At wide receiver. Not only for this Sunday, but moving forward, and we'll explain why next. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app. Take us with you anywhere you go. Odyssey app, iHeartRadio app, and tune in. And the Team 980 on your radio all throughout the DMV.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Snap is back. The lefty looking. He flips it. Right side. Pass is incomplete. And Virginia Tech wins it in 2 overtime.
Wow. What a game.
That would have nothing to do with you being a Virginia Tech alum, huh?
I just wanted you to make a comment.
You can play Enter Sandman every day. You can play whatever. Keep it up. Because actually, this is going to bridge the gap. I'm going to save the Terry McLaurin wide receiver conversation for after. Oh, wait. We got to get Cowboy B. After Cowboy B on the other side. But I do want to make a point. Did you see the speculation?
Oh, of course I did. And I'm fine with it.
You should be.
That would work with me.
And it's the first place I thought of. James Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Blacksburg. I don't know, because there was only one legitimate, like, sort of insider report, whatever. I forget the guy's name. Cover 3 on 3, whatever it is. I forget. I saw a bunch of things last night. James Franklin in Blacksburg makes all the sense
since
in the world.
Since 2021, he's top 8 in wins in FBS. Virginia Tech doesn't have the option to not want a coach like that.
They remember that story about a month and change ago that Virginia Tech was pumping a bunch of revenue into their football program?
Yes.
people just automatically associate that with, oh, they're going to pay more players. And they are. They also could be, you know what, we're done screwing around with Brent Pry and even Justin Fuente.
Oh, yeah.
Whose name was so important that we couldn't even remember it the other day, right?
I know.
We're done screwing around here. We're going to spend $10 million a year on a coach.
Yep.
Who has a proven track record at Vanderbilt, at Penn State, at Maryland as a coordinator of being a top-end recruiter and having a very good offense. Now, the knock is he hasn't won a lot of big games at home, da-da-da-da-da-da. Got it. This it. The ACC ain't the Big Ten, ladies and gentlemen. Not the same.
No, it is not.
It's not the SEC. So it would make a lot of sense. It would make a lot of sense. It almost seems like a perfect fit. Will they be able to get it done? I don't know. But, you know, you get them in now. Get them in now so that everybody knows and he can start building his staff and hit the ground running for that transfer portal thing in December.
And he recruits very well in the area where he steals recruits, in fact, from Virginia Tech.
Correct. Now, listen, it might be a little bit easier to steal recruits from Maryland and D.C. to Penn State as opposed to Virginia Tech. It might be a little bit easier. But a lot of times these kids play for come for the coach, not necessarily the location, the weather, the campus, the academic experience. They come for the coach.
No, I mean, look what happened when Nick Saban retired. Seth McLaughlin, Julian Sain, and Caleb Downs all went to Ohio State.
Good point. Good point. Pretty smart. You're a smart guy.
I know my college football.
You're a smart guy. All right, coming up next, we will get to the Cowboy B stock report. Boy, I've got something that I found on the interweb yesterday that is going to fit perfectly into what I wanted to ask Cowboy B about. And the Cowboys got smoked. So this is going to be an all-timer. This is going to be what Cowboy B has been living for. Next, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, away we go. The Commanders on the practice field right now. Laremy Tunsil, again, was out there for the start of practice, but we don't know if he's going to be able to practice in full, limited, what have you. I have to wait on that. A little bit earlier of a practice today, so we should get the injury report right around the time that our show ends and Linnell takes over. Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels was out there, of course, we will see as the Seattle Seahawks come into town on Sunday Night Football. Meanwhile, and elsewhere from the NBA, the Arizona Cardinals are preparing Kyler Murray to start against the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. From college football, we just mentioned James Franklin and those rumors and connections, perhaps in Blacksburg at Virginia Tech. One coach we think is not going anywhere is Nebraska's Matt Rhule. He agreed to a contract extension through 2032 this morning and supposedly, reportedly, has a $15 million buyout if he tries to get out of the deal at the end of this year. Caps off until tomorrow night when they will host the New York Islanders at Capital One Arena. The Islanders are on in Raleigh tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes, so they'll play second night of back-to-back. And we have Thursday night football as well. Forgot to mention that. It is the Miami Dolphins and the Baltimore Ravens going at it just after 8 o'clock. And the Wizards are in action tonight as well. They take on the defending champion, Oklahoma City Thunder, who are 5-0 in OKC. You can hear that game, 106.7 The Fan. And that's what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, for some reason, Anthony Haney and Linnell Willingham are in my studio, just here, bothering me.
What are you going to say, we're loitering?
Good chance. Good rejoiner. I like this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I heard Linnell doesn't like this song.
Who's the song by, Chris?
I have no idea. I forget. Lisa Leeson Cult Jam? I don't know. I have no idea.
That's Drake's, that's Drake's
I just
son.
I just wanted to see your...
That's Drake's son.
Anthony's like, God, he's so old. He's so white. He's so out of touch.
I can't lie. I was very disappointed.
Do you know who Lisa Leeson Cult Jam is?
No.
No?
No.
That was my music when I was your age.
No.
Well, when I was younger. When I was younger. I was like 18 when I was a precocious young pup. When I was a viral stud. What are you doing? Oh, I got to turn on your microphone. That's what you're trying to do. Go talk now. No? Okay. Anyway.
Brian B is ready to talk to you.
Yeah. No, it's not Brian B.
It's not?
No. No. It's
Cowboy B.
Cowboy B. Right. I mean, he might be Brian B. somewhere else. What is your last name? I don't even know what your last name is. What does that mean? you think I'm going to understand what that means?
It's the opposite of east.
West?
Yes.
All right, so you could be Brian W. somewhere else. That's boring. You're Cowboy B. on this show. You like that, right? That's not a nickname that you don't like.
Proudly.
Yeah. Right? So, I mean, I think like if I just said, well, we're going to interview Brian West coming up next, that would be kind of boring.
Very.
But Cowboy B, That's your moniker, man.
Yeah.
If you ever get a talk show around here, I best.
I will give you $1.
I'm Cowboy B. Like, you might be, like, CK might say, hey, man, use Brian West. That's your name. But you say, my savior, my inspiration for living, the Rooster, says it's Cowboy B.
I wouldn't go that far, but I will give you credit for the name.
You don't.
And I'm just Wes. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't figured out a moniker for you yet.
Okay.
I mean, just because I just haven't. And I haven't put a lot of thought into it, if I'm being totally honest. But I will come up with something.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. Whether it's by tomorrow or not, I don't know, but I will come up with something.
By the 25th of December.
There you go. There you go. It'll be a Merry Christmas to you. All right. Let's get started with the Cowboy stock report. First of all, the Commanders are 3-5, so I'm in no position to talk any crap or anything, but can you explain to me how it is that the Cowboys played so well offense, defense, special teams against the Commanders and then walked away with Hershey squirts in their drawers the next week?
Well, one, the Broncos have owned us for the past 30 years, give or take. And two, they have probably, you know, definitely a top three defense in the league. And you guys have arguably a bottom five defense in the league.
That is true. That is definitely true. I mean, maybe statistically it wouldn't come out bottom five, but somewhere around that. So what you're saying is, it's either feast or famine with your football team, right?
Here's the thing. If the defense is already going to be trash, we already know this. But if the offense isn't continuously putting up points, they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I mean, now, the most disappointing thing for me from a Cowboys perspective was Patrick Surtain was out early in that game, and they still struggled. Now, Denver's defense is more than Patrick Surtain, but I thought that was a big break with Pickens and CD, you know, even on the road in a hot, and Denver kind of came in not reeling because they had won the week before, but they did not play well against the Giants the week before. And Denver went through you guys like a hot knife through butter.
I mean,
what happened there? Like, holy moly.
It's just a bad game.
Yeah.
You know, some teams just have your number.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you.
Like y'all haven't beaten the Chiefs in I don't know how long. It's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah.
I do have a question for you. I'm going to try to relate this to the Commanders as well because people don't like the Cowboys. I mean, I don't really care, but I think this – I feel like if I put it in the Commanders' perspective, you would understand.
Well, they don't like the Cowboys, and some people have said that they don't like you.
Not everyone is going to like you. So.
Right, but I try and tell them that you're a nice guy. That you're just a little bit misguided.
Oh, because of my fandom?
Yeah.
Look,
I try. But most importantly, I tell them you're a nice guy and you're a hard worker.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So here's my scenario.
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Let's say the Commanders are fully healthy, offense is humming, blah, blah, blah. You're averaging 30-something points per game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know the defense can literally maybe get you two stops a game. They will maybe force two punts.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it behoove you as the offensive coordinator, play caller, head coach, whatever, to be like, it's 4th and 5. We're midfield, down 13 points. Let's punt the ball. Wouldn't that sound crazy? If Dan Quinn or Cliff King was the option for that, would you be like, why? What are you doing?
You're talking about the scenario that happened Monday night, right? In the fourth quarter with like 8 minutes left to go whatever it was?
That's exactly what happened in the Cowboys game.
Oh, in the Cowboys game.
I'm trying to put it into...
Oh, okay, yeah. I got you. I'm sorry. Because a similar scenario unplayed. So give me the scenario again real quickly.
The score was, I believe it was 27-14.
Denver.
Yes. And it was the third quarter, I believe.
Okay.
We're at
on the road.
Midfield, yes, midfield, right. 4th and 5. The defense hasn't gotten a stop in I don't know how long.
So you're arguing that you shouldn't punt in that spot because you've got to maintain possession of the football. You've got to try and stay on offense as long as you can, as much as you can, get points, and all that. And instead, they punted, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And they immediately went down and scored a touchdown.
Right. So here's the defense or the counter flip of that, okay? And that is, if I go for it on 4th and 5 from, say, midfield, and I don't have the exact parameters, but just using that as an approximation, and I don't make it, while making it sounds like the right, bold, aggressive move, but if I don't make it, what am I doing? I'm giving Denver, with my crappy-ass defense, the ball around the 50, around midfield, in a reachable game now, but very quickly it could be an unreachable game. It could be a 3-score game in a snap of a finger, because I'm not making them go 95 yards if I punt, execute the punt, get it down, tackle, whatever, or 90 yards. I'm giving them the ball at approximately the 50 or midfield. So that's the counter argument to that. Now, that's not an aggressive move, but it is an old school conservative, but I think common sense filled move. Does that change your perspective at all? Or are you still like, hey man, I would rather go for it because I gotta score and I gotta maintain possession of the ball?
It does not change my perspective. I'm in favor of going for it on anything less than 4th and 5. If it's 4th and 5 or less, just go for it. You cannot trust the defense.
What if you're at your own 20?
Okay, punt the ball.
Okay. What if you're at your own 25?
Punt the ball.
Own 30.
If you're anywhere past the 40 and it's less than 4th and 5, just go for it.
I don't think you're crazy for that. I think there's many, 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 many more newer age, younger coaches that clearly see it that way. And I would be willing to say, hey, man, and I have said, like, from inside your own, at your own 40, if you decided to go for it on 4th and 1, I can't really kill it. I would disagree with it, but I can't really kill it. Now, if it's 4th and 5, that's a different argument for me, especially if it's a close game. But if you're down 2 scores and it's 4th and 5, and say you're at your own 40, that's a little bit different, right? Like, game, context, score, everything matters.
Also,
the only thing I could think of is Shadi was just afraid to give them the ball at midfield, right? Which again does make some sense, right? Because everybody says, "Well, yeah, you go for it. You try and keep." Well, what if you don't make it? Like, so far you hadn't been able to do much.
But here's the thing, though. Okay, so here's the thing: you don't go for it. You give them a shorter field, which makes it easier for them to score and get points. But also, let's say on the other end, you punt the ball.
Yeah.
They drive the length of the field.
Yeah.
So not only are you losing the points battle.
Sure.
You also lost time of possession.
But you're banking on the fact that if I make them drive 85, 90 yards, they might make a mistake more than score. I mean, it's a game of percentages, right? And I don't know what the analytics would say. I mean, the analytics are stupid, and they would probably say 4th and whatever, go for it at all costs and risk everything.
The Commanders game. Against the Chiefs. So, like, the next-gen stats or whatever, saying go,
yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, don't watch that because it completely lacks context. Only Brendan Dar and maybe Grant Paulson should pay attention to that because they live in that shoebox of analytics. You know who Brendan Dar is? No?
No.
Okay, yeah, you're not missing anything. He was one of our former colleagues here. Okay. He's over at SiriusXM. Anyway. So the last thing I have for you, first of all, the Cowboys going to play, it looks like, Kyler Murray and the Cardinals on Monday Night Football.
Yes.
This is one of the rare times that I might actually be okay with the Cowboys winning.
You're not a fan of Kyler Murray?
I am not a fan of Kyler Murray.
Why?
I think Kyler Murray is perhaps the most overhyped, overrated, overstuffed down your throat quarterback that actually has some talent in the history of football.
Wow, the history
of
football.
And I think he created the Cliff in Arizona. And I think he was the reason why Cliff Kingsbury failed ultimately as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. But that's neither here nor there. Last thing.
Well, you should be thanking him then.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Last thing. I just look at fairness. Right? Cliff got blamed, and really it was Kyler's problem. And I was saying that before Cliff came here. That had nothing to do with Cliff coming here. I've never been a Kyler Murray guy. But I recognize that he's got talent. Talent is not everything. Last thing for you. Jerry Jones was doing an interview. Jerry Jones was doing an interview about business. You've seen this quote before?
Yes, I have.
All right. So let me, for our audience, say Jones has been involved in this company called Comstock Resources. It's a natural gas driller, and they feel like there's tons and tons and tons of money. So he's invested more than $1 billion in this company, betting that it can drill into some of the hottest and deepest wells and unleash a torrent of new gas supplies. Now, he says in an interview, it's payday. There's $100 billion of present value with gas out there, he said. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys, end quote. You as a Cowboys fan, Cowboy B, that's got to just rile you up to no end. That's got to piss you off.
I mean, it's unfortunate to hear, but listen, I already knew Jerry Jones uses the Dallas Cowboys to fund other business adventures.
In this case, though, he's funding the business venture, yes, but he's prioritizing the media exposure and the business venture as opposed to as the general manager, right? He's not just the owner. The general manager hitting the phones and trying to squeeze somebody. Trey Hendrickson out of Cincinnati. Unlikely. Another defensive end pass rusher. Name not coming to mind, but I can look at a list.
Jermaine Johnson.
There you go. There you go. With the Jets. You're right. So to me, if I saw that and I was a Cowboys fan, not that you could do anything about it, but you can bitch, moan, and scream and gripe. My owner, my general manager, more than my owner, my general manager, after we got schnookered in Denver and with the trade deadline 4 days away, is more worried about natural gas and making himself a $100 billionaire than fixing my defense that he created a rift to begin with.
Look, I can't stand Jerry Jones. I really can't. But you gotta play with the cards you dealt with.
Who do you think is more stupid, Cowboy fans or Jerry Jones? Because you once famously said Cowboy fans are stupid.
I'm gonna say Cowboys fans still, because they will fully see Jerry Jones' nonsense and still like defend and try to justify his decision making.
And support
exactly.
His decision-making.
Exactly.
Buy jerseys, buy shirts, weird T-shirts. You know, kind of like the ones that you sometimes wear.
It's fly. I don't care what nobody says. And I will say, and I know that I maybe shouldn't say this because I'm a Cowboys fan, but at least, see, I've been hearing a lot of callers calling with Kevin's show, your show, just absolutely bashing the front office. They're blaming Adam Peters. They're blaming the... But you be grateful, because at least your ownership group in front office keeps the main thing, and that is football.
I am very grateful. I am very grateful. After the carnage that this organization and fan base went through, and I went through, I mean, remember, I worked there for 6 years. And I've had to, like, embrace this organization and all of its dysfunction and terribleness, you know, for the last 18 years.
You could have stayed in New York.
I could have. Or Chicago, which is where I moved from, so you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, exactly. Or Las Vegas. You probably didn't know that either, right?
No, I did not.
Or Buffalo. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got to take a timeout.
It's a worldwide over here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Cowboy B, another stirring rendition of the Cowboy B stock report. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Good luck against that pain in the ass gnat, Kyler Murray, and the Arizona Cardinals.
They're going to need it, the defense especially.
That should be interesting. That's a good point. That's a good point. You know who I have on my fantasy roster that I need a big night from? Marvin Harrison Jr.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. All right, coming up. We're going to finally get into the Terry McLaurin wide receiver mess and what Dan Quinn said yesterday that was equally weird on the Team 980. Stay with us.
Finishes it off, and the Blue Jays come into L.A., take two out of three here, beating them tonight 6-1, and they're up 3-2.
Yeah, indeed. They're not hopping off the plane at LAX anymore. They were hopping on the plane at LAX after last night's game, heading back to Tonto.
And that can be part in the USA.
Yeah. And they're not going to be partying in the USA, exactly. See, you should have played O Canada. There you go. Or Justin Bieber, right? He's from Canada. Or isn't Tate McRae from Canada as well?
Freddie Freeman's from Canada.
Freddie Freeman. There you go. There you go. All right. There you go. Approaching 3 o'clock here, so we don't have enough time to take a call. I just wanted to, again, start the conversation for 3 o'clock this way. Terry McLaurin is apparently not going on IR, or so they said today, or yesterday, I should say, because they feel like they don't have to right now. And they know more than I do. So I hope they're right. I hope they're right. I don't have much faith that they'll be right, but I hope they're right. But if they're wrong, they're going to look really bad again. And they have mismanaged a lot of situations this year. Head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, general manager, they have. It hasn't been a bad year just because of injuries. But they were asked yesterday, Dan Quinn was, I should say, about expanding the receiver room, adding a receiver. With Terry McLaurin injured, out already for Sunday, Deebo Samuel banged up, Jalen Lane kind of struggling a little bit, Luke McCaffrey a little bit up and down, Robbie Chosen cut, then brought back on the practice squad, Chris Moore, you know, he gets open, he doesn't catch many, but he gets open, he's getting a little bit better. The point being is they were asked about expanding the receiver room, adding a veteran perhaps. Or maybe it was kind of like a, would you guys be interested in Brian Thomas? But I know I can't ask you guys that. And it was pointed out that Brian Thomas indeed was Jaden Daniels' top college quarterback. Not pointed out yesterday. I'm saying pointed out earlier today on Kevin's show. But Dan Quinn said, quote, no, we're comfortable where we're at. Like we said, this is not something that's going to be a thing that's going to knock him out for a long time, we hope. So, no, we're very comfortable with where we're at.
Whoa.
We think, we hope. Not going to be a thing that knocks him out for long, just like it wasn't the last time. 4.5 games later, nothing to see here. Nothing going on here. Noah Brown, yeah, we got this. Nope, we're not going to put him on IR. No, we got this. We got it covered. 259 and change. Team 980. More on this. More on the wide receiver group mess next on the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come on, come and join us.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.